Yeah, I'm sorry, say that number again, please.
24193.
Thank you.
All right, would you identify yourself?
Okay, Sergeant Emery with the Branford Police Department.
Emery, E-M-E-R-Y?
E-M-E-R-Y, correct.
Did you say sergeant?
Sergeant.
Okay, Sergeant, your quick statement of your case.
Okay, on February 2023, the appellant submitted his application for his pistol permit. He was denied because he failed to disclose an arrest.
Do you have a quick statement of your case, sir?
Yeah, I think it's just a little miscommunication. My arrest was a criminal. It was pleaded down to a traffic violation, so, I don't know, we'll sort that out.
That's good enough.
Okay, so like I said, on February 2023, he submitted his application, and the application, he stated he was arrested, but it was during a concert in high school, and he didn't know the charges for that. Upon investigation, an FBI check revealed that he was arrested for a DUI in Rhode Island. That was May of 2022. When asked during the phone conversation, the appellant stated that he was advised not to put it on his application. So therefore, he was explained to how the application works, and that he can wait the 12 months to resubmit, or he can appeal it.
Do you have any questions you'd like to ask her?
No, that's pretty much how everything went.
Yeah.
Okay, questions from the board?
So he stated in his opening that it was reduced to a traffic violation. Do you have any confirmation of that?
So what I have, I didn't see that neither. In Rhode Island, what they put was, hold on, there was two separate things they put. So it was, he was charged with a DUI, and it said misdemeanor, and then it said refusal to submit a chemical test, which was the violation.
Do you want me to answer?
No, that's what I have.
Not yet.
That's what I have from Rhode Island. I don't know how they work.
So, and is that the only grounds for the denial?
That was the only grounds, the fact that he didn't put it on his application. He stated he was arrested before, but in high school for something. He didn't have the charges for that, but yeah, the fact that he didn't.
The high school thing didn't show up?
No.
My understanding, too, if I'm recalling the correct case, as I read through the file, was that the appellant went through drug and alcohol classes and community service and other activities that implicated to me that it was an alcohol-related offense.
Mm-hmm, yes, it was.
Not just a traffic violation.
Correct, correct, correct.
Any other questions?
Yeah, just along those same lines, the DUI in Connecticut is a criminal offense.
Correct.
Even though it's under motor vehicle law. I'm assuming it is in Massachusetts, too.
This is Rhode Island.
This is Rhode Island, yeah.
Yeah, I'm assuming in Rhode Island, I don't know that, that there's some type of jail sentence attached to a DUI conviction, potentially, anyway.
I'm not sure neither, but like I said, the way they have it stated in their report, it says DUI misdemeanor, and then it says the violation for failure to submit to the...
What was he convicted of?
The DUI.
The DUI, or is it the failure to submit?
I'm not sure. It says DUI and failure to submit a chemical test. That's what I have.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll clarify that for us, maybe, but failure for the chemical test, that's like non-participatory in Connecticut? Isn't that how we look at that?
It's a per se, it's, if you don't submit, you lose your license.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And in Rhode Island, I don't understand how that...
I thought that I saw in the materials that he did lose his license because the license was reinstated.
Yeah.
And so that implied to me that everything was in fact alcohol-related.
Correct.
Yeah, I think we're gonna, well, we'll see what he says, but it's gonna be he's arrested for DUI, didn't take the test, or he was arrested for DUI and somehow pled down to not taking the test. I don't know.
If that were the case, then he wouldn't have had to go through all the classes, do all the community service.
Yeah, usually, again, I'm doing a lot of guessing.
Why don't we hear from him?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Tell us about high school. No, it's good.
Dave Matthews Band. So, arrested, not convicted of DUI. I was charged, pled down to a misdemeanor. The breathalyzer wasn't calibrated, so they arrested me without the blowing on the thing. So we went to the station, and he's like, do you want to blow now? I said, no, I'm already arrested. So I was charged, had to go through all the classes, community service, retraining, and my plea deal in Rhode Island that my attorney got me was a traffic violation. So I was never convicted of a DUI. Nor a crime. It's a civil conviction.
Did you lose your license?
Did only in Rhode Island, 6 months, till I did retraining.
And what was the retraining and stuff that you did?
Just basically going to class.
There's a lot of stuff, like community service?
Yeah, I did drug and alcohol classes, which were required for me to get the reduced sentence. I did AA classes and then community service. And then I had to pay a bunch of fines to the state of Rhode Island, and that was it.
Isn't this automatically reported to Connecticut, a case like this?
I don't know.
You think it would be?
I'm still not sure what happened.
So,
what is your conviction for?
Like the actual plea?
Yeah, what did you plead to?
I pled to a misdemeanor refusal to blow traffic violation.
So it is a misdemeanor?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a criminal offense.
Civil. Interstate of Rhode Island. I promise you. I have no criminal record in the state of Rhode Island or anywhere else.
So the chief is going to ask you, when was the last time you had a drink?
Probably like a month ago.
So you are still drinking?
Yes. I'm not sober by any means. But I don't drink and drive. That's a tough lesson learned. Which I paid for, it took all money.
What's your next question?
Anything else?
No. When was the last time you were drunk?
A month ago. Well, I mean, not drunk. Like, I had two, three drinks at my own house. I'm a father of two now. Like, I don't go out and party. I don't.
All right. So, two, three drinks at your house. When was the last time you were drunk?
It's been a while. I'm a father of two young toddlers, so it's been a while.
Okay. When was the last time you were drunk?
Probably, was it
this month?
Huh?
Was it this month?
No. Not this whole month I've been in the NICU.
Okay. Was it last month?
Nope.
When was the last time you drove after drinking any amount of alcohol?
It's a DUI.
That was it? And when was it? That was 22?
22, I believe. 22 or 20. 22.
And how did you end up getting arrested for DUI?
Driving through Providence, coming from Boston Celtics game.
And did you have an accident? Did you?
Nope. Did swerving, I think. Swerving. I don't really. It's been a while.
And was anyone in the car with you?
Yeah, my cousin.
Was that cousin also drinking?
Yes.
And how many drinks had you had that night?
Probably like five or six.
And that's the last time you drove after and had any alcohol after had driven a car after having had any alcohol?
Yes, sir.
You seem exasperated.
Thank you.
Yeah, that'll do it. All right, thanks.
I'm just confused over you. You said it was a civil conviction.
Yeah, so my attorney, I went through the whole process. Obviously, Rhode Island has steps you got to do to get it cleared away. Mm-hmm. The record's sealed and expunged. It's a complete dismissal on the criminal. It's a civil traffic violation. It's one of my final verdicts.
Okay, because a civil thing is not a conviction. Conviction, it means criminal.
Oh, so it's a civil traffic violation then.
Okay.
Infraction.
All right.
I'm sorry. I have the docket and everything from my attorney as well. Okay. That I can provide.
I guess for the issuing authority, what shows up on his criminal history? the DUI or anything?
It says DUI misdemeanor, and then it says the violation for failure to submit the breath test. That's what it says. So here, you correct.
Does it say a fine or anything like that?
No, that's all it says. And in the report from Rhode Island, it just stated that he was pulled over from coming from a game. He was witness swerving based on the field sobriety test conducted on scene. He was brought in, processed, and then given the misdemeanor for the DUI.
And had he disclosed that on his application, would you have issued?
Had he disclosed that on his application and we had a conversation, then he probably would have, you know, gotten his permit.
So it's not the nature of the DUI you're concerned about. It's the fact that it wasn't on the application.
That it wasn't disclosed.
Okay.
And the reason why you didn't disclose it is that your understanding was that it was an
that
infraction?
Yeah, I spoke to my attorney in Rhode Island. He said it's sealed, expunged, and it was dismissed for the criminal charge. Mm-hmm. So my understanding was it's not on my record.
It still shows up.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that's the case.
Which is crazy to me. That
yeah, it still shows up as a criminal offense.
Like if you did it today, it's still on there?
Yeah, it's actually I did. It is still up there. Yeah.
I can literally show you an email from my attorney saying dismissed, expunged, and that is just a traffic. The actual docket is a traffic violation.
Yeah, I know it shows up underneath a FBI check. It does still show up. But he has nothing else on his record. His record is clean for the most part.
And not to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like this was a genuine belief on your part that it was gone, expunged.
100%. I even asked my attorney. That's why I was
And this, so this is not something that you said.
I'm trying to hide. I'm putting in high school arrests.
Yeah, but this is not something you were deliberately trying to conceal something.
No,
you
no.
You didn't have to.
Not at all.
Okay. Thank you.
No. Where are we now?
Where are we now? We are asking Branford if they want to ask him any questions.
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you.
And if we want to ask him any questions, but we've kind of done that.
I think
that.
We already have.
Final statement from you, sir?
Just.
It is what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And from you?
Simply, if he just disclosed it in his application, then he may have gotten approved for it, but that didn't happen, so he was denied.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Comments? By the board.
I already made mine.
Dr. Conrad, are you asking for comments or my vote? Your vote. For the appellant, Attorney Civetti.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Chief Rosensweet.
I'm going to vote for the appellant also, but the DUI is serious thing. Yeah.
Talking about. Oh, no. Trust me, I know.
And obviously.
Been through a lot. Happens again. It certainly is. You can make it a felony. So it's.
That's why. Busted my tail to get that.
And in this case, the issuing authority, who is ultimately responsible here, doesn't consider the DUI to be too much of the decision-making process. It's the failure to disclose it, and we seem to have seen. A reason that I think most of the board accepts as a reason not to disclose it. The conviction status is somewhat confusing, even to us.
But I wouldn't trust your attorney's opinion about
right.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, you definitely have to disclose that. Unless, I mean, something can be expunged, at least in Connecticut, which means it's not on your record anymore. Rhode Island may be different.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much use the word expunged and sealed. And you sent me, like, the letter
of it,
too.
Those are two different things. Sealed, yeah. It's still there and can go to police departments.
Yeah.
Expunged would mean it's gone and nobody gets it.
Correct. Cool. And I vote for the appellant also.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hope you get in the next few